Hello， 各位好，欢迎收听今天的听歌学英语，我是主播 Kenneth， 你可以叫我小 C。那今天的推荐的歌曲是来自于 Shawn Mendes 的 There's Nothing Holding Me Back。Hold back 这个短语呢，表示阻碍或是克制。歌名 There's Nothing Holding Me Back， 意思就是没有什么能够阻碍我的脚步。这首歌曲呢，节奏轻快，细细品味呢，你会觉得回味无穷。那在我的微信公众号小 C 音乐中回复关键词 Hold。H-O-L-D 来获取本期节目的文案内容。歌手 Shawn Mendes 是一位1998年出生的加拿大小鲜肉男歌手哈。那在2013年呢，他因为在网上发布翻唱视频而被网友所认识。下面我们就来听听这首轻快的 There's Nothing Holding Me Back。 I think about her and she knows it. I wanna let it take control.'Cause every time that she gets closer, she pulls me in enough to keep me guessing. And maybe I should stop and start confessing, confessing, yeah. Oh, I've been shaking, I love it when you go crazy. You take all my inhibitions, baby, there's nothing holding me back. You take me places that tear up myManipulate my decisions, baby. There's nothing holding me back. There's nothing holding me back. There's nothing holding me back. She says that she's never afraid. Just picture everybody naked.She really doesn't like to wait. Not really into hesitation. Pulls me in enough to keep me guessing. Oh, and maybe I should stop and start confessing. Confessing, yeah. Oh, I've been shaking. I love it when you go crazy. You take all my inhibitions, babyHolding me back. You take me places that tear up my reputation, manipulate my decisions. Baby, there's nothing holding me back.Took it way too far. I know we'd be alright. I know we would be alright if you were by my side. And we stumbled in the dark. I know we'd be alright. I know we would be alright. 'Cause if we lost our minds and we took it way too far, I know we'd be alright. I know we would be alright if you were by my side. And we stumbled in the dark. I know we'd be alright. We would be alright. Oh, I've been shaking. I love it when you go crazy. You take all my inhibitions. Baby, there's nothing holding me back. You take me places that tear up my reputation. Manipulate my decisions. Baby, there's nothing holding me back.OK， 音乐过后欢迎回来，这里是听歌学英语，我是主播 Kenneth， 你可以叫我小 C， 微信公众号是小 C 音乐。想要了解这首歌的下载方式以及本期节目的文案内容，只需要在我的微信公众号小 C 音乐中回复关键词 HOLD H-O-L-D 就可以了。好了，接下来时间我们在音乐声中了解一下歌词大意。She pulls me in enough to keep me guessingI wanna let her take control, 'cause every time that she gets close. 我真想我能够好好把持住这份情愫，因为无时无刻她总是会想要靠近。Take control. 这个短语呢表示操纵或是控制。Take control. 比如说 It's no easy task to take control of a class of young children.管住一个班的小孩子可不是一件容易的事情呢。It's no easy task to take control of a class of young children. 接下来 Maybe I should stop and start confessing. 也许呢我应该停下我靠近的脚步，然后呢摊牌我的一切。这里呢我们要学的重点单词就是 confess， C-O-N-F-E-S-S， confess， 它是一个动词，表示承认、公认。比如说我必须坦白一件事情，英文怎么说呢？ You can say I have to confess something. I have to confess something. 那下一次你想要跟别人说什么事情的时候就可以用上这句话了， right? 好了，接下来 Did you confess your love for her? 听懂了吗？ Did you confess your love for her? 就是你有没有向她表达你的爱意呢？你有没有向她告白呢？ Did you confess your love for her? 好，歌词说 Maybe I should stopAnd start confessing, 就是说呢，也许啊，我应该停下脚步，然后开始告白我的一切。I love it when you go crazy, you take all my inhibitions. 这句歌词呢，就是说，当你渐渐疯狂，我爱的正是你这副模样，你让我的自制力都为你崩溃。不知道大家有没有体会到这种感觉哈？首先我们来看一下这个短语 go crazy， 它表示发疯、抓狂， go crazy。 比如说当他看到他的女朋友和别的男人在一起的时候呢，他感觉到 go crazy， 就非常的愤怒哈，要抓狂了，简直是要发疯了。 He went crazy when he saw his girlfriend with another man。 好了，快一些， He went crazy when he saw his girlfriend with another man。OK， 那接下来呢还有一些短语也是表示发疯的意思，我们分别来看一下。首先呢要讲到的是 go nuts， go nuts， nut N-U-T， 这是坚果的意思， nuts 是坚果， nut 这个词的复数， go nuts， 它呢也可以表示发疯这样子的意思。我们来看一下英语解释， If someone goes nuts they become extremely angryexcited or mentally ill。 如果说一个人 go nuts 的话呢，也就是说他们变得极度的愤怒或者是激动，甚至是精神上出了一些问题。好，我们来听一个例句。 Jane went nuts when I told her the bad news。 当我告诉简这个坏消息的时候呢，她都发疯了。 Jane went nuts when I told her the bad news。 好了，还有一个短语呢也是表示发疯，叫做 go bananas。Go bananas， 你没有听错哈，这里的 bananas 就是香蕉的意思。为什么说 go bananas 它也有发疯的意思呢？又香又甜的香蕉几乎人人都爱吃吧。那么对于香蕉爱的最最疯狂的呢，可能要数猴子了。猴子看到香蕉会兴奋的忘乎所以，又叫又跳。所以呢 go bananas 它可以表示发疯这样子的意思。比如说 Your dad will go bananas if he finds out you are driving drunk。这句话说的是你老爸要是发现你喝酒驾车的话呢，他会气疯了。 Your dad will go bananas if he finds out you were driving drunk。 好，连起来正常语速， Your dad will go bananas if he finds out you were driving drunk。 现在呢我们来回顾一下刚刚说到的三个关于发疯的表达， go crazy， go nuts， and go bananas， 你都记住了吗？接下来这个单词是 inhibition， I-N-H-I-B-I-T-I-O-N， inhibition， 这是一个名词，表示拘谨这样子的意思。我们通过例句来体会一下。 The children were shy at first but soon lost their inhibitions。 孩子们在起初呢非常 shy， 就是很羞涩，但是呢很快他们就丢掉了这份拘谨，也就是很快他们就放开了。The children were shy at first, but soon lost their inhibitions. 好，第二个例句， She had no inhibitions about making her opinions known. 她呢，对于让别人知道自己的看法这方面呢，没有什么拘束，没有什么拘谨的地方。也就是说呢，她敢于公开的谈论自己的想法。She had no inhibitions about making her opinions known.好，现在我们来回顾一下这句歌词。 I love it when you go crazy， 当你变得疯狂，我爱的呢正是你这一副抓狂的模样。 You take all my inhibitions， 你让我呢不再拘谨。You take me places that tear up my reputation, manipulate my decisions。 你呢，带我来到生命狼藉的境地，操控我所有的决定。首先我们来看到短语 tear up， tear up 这个短语呢表示撕毁。那这里呢我要提到这个单词T-E-A-R， 它作为动词是撕的意思，那作为名词呢其实大家也很熟悉，叫做眼泪，读作 tear tear。 那作为撕毁这个意思的时候呢，它要读作 tear tear up， 撕毁。 reputation 就是名誉的意思， reputation。 下面呢是一个动词 manipulate， manipulate， M-A-N-I-P-U-L-A-T-E manipulateManipulate， OK， 这词呢表示操纵、操作、控制或是利用。比如说 ，Do you know how to manipulate a computer？ 你知道怎么样去操作计算机吗 ？Do you know how to manipulate a computer？ A clever politician knows how to manipulate his public opinion。一个聪明的 politician， 政治家哈，知道如何利用他的舆论。A clever politician knows how to manipulate his public opinion。 好，连起来， A clever politician knows how to manipulate his public opinion。 那现在我们来回顾一下这句歌词， You take me places that tear up my reputation。 你呢把我带到了一个地方，一个什么样的地方呢？撕碎了我的名誉的这样子的地方。 You take me places that tear up my reputation。 你带我来到了声名狼藉的境地。Manipulate my decisions， 操控我所有的决定。There's nothing holding me back. She says that she's never afraid. Just picture everybody naked. She really doesn't like to wait. Not really into hesitation. 正在播放的这首歌曲叫做 There's nothing holding me back， 没有什么能够阻止我。这里是听歌学英语栏目，我是主播 Kenneth， 你可以叫我小 C， 微信公众号是小 C 音乐。喜欢这首歌的话呢，可以在微信公众号小 C 音乐中回复关键词 hold H-O-L-D 来查看这首歌曲的下载方式以及本期节目的文本内容。好了，今天的节目就到这里，感谢收听，我们下期再见啦，拜拜。Took it way too far, I know.